So, can you really fry an egg on concrete? I don't know about you guys. I mean, even as hot as concrete is, it seems like you got a in the skillet. It's upwards of 225.
Yeah, not even close. You can't. It can't. It doesn't work. Tried it. I think concrete and asphalt, but what it, when it's this hot, it's about 155, 160, one.
You're exactly right.
Something like that. So it's still about almost 100 degrees too cool to
concrete. And you're going to feel uncomfortable on your feet, anything over about 118, 120 degrees. That's when you start kind of skipping across the surface.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we used to try and make it from house to house barefooted, you know, and you'd run as long as you could on the you know, and then you'd jump in the grass or find the shade of a light pole or something and stand there for a minute and then let your feet cool off and then see how far you could go.
There's a very, very warped side of me where I keep in my F-250 thermo gun, and everywhere as I go, I'm just shooting surfaces. And I'll tell you what, black parking lot asphalt right now is touching on 180 right now.
180.
180, 185.
So that's why when you get in your car to go home after work, the temperature thing in your car says 130 degrees.
Oh, man. Scorching, scorching. But we'll cool things off here right now in the garden with John J. Harper here at Rosie on the House.
Susie, welcome to the program. How may we help you with your fig tree?
Well, I would like to know if I should fertilize it. The tree was planted in March, and it has a lot of figs on it. Should I fertilize it, and if so, how? And
well, that's a great question. Did they use any, or did you use any fertilizer when you planted the fig tree?
A nursery did it, and I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
It would probably not hurt to give it just a little bit of what we call start and grow, or a slow release, time release starter type fertilizer about now, and then in late August or early September, about Labor Day, then fertilize it with, for figs, I just use citrus food. I think that works very well for most all of our fruit-bearing trees that grow here. So a little bit of starter fertilizer. Now, just beware that those figs that have set on this brand-new tree may or may not develop or ripen for you, and that would be normal for them to not do that. I wouldn't panic if you don't get to harvest any of these figs, if they either just stay hard or drop off or don't fully develop. It takes a couple of years to really get much in the way of fruit off of any fruit tree.
And figs are pretty hardy.
They love the heat. They do like good water. So make sure if you've got a fig tree, you've got a great big leaf. So they transpire and lose lots of moisture when it's hot. And they like lots of water, but they love the heat and they do very well here. They produce lots of fruit. And that figs should be getting pretty close to being ripe, depending on what variety you have.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Teresa and see what we can help her with in her garden. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I have a sago palm and a hibiscus, and they're fairly new. We planted them like 2 months ago. They are on the west side, so they get, you know, full afternoon sun. We're watering them like 8 minutes a day. We were wondering, and some of the leaves on the hibiscus and on the sago palm are turning yellow. Is that too much water or not enough water?
You're watering 8 minutes a day every day.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, are they in the ground or in containers?
They're in the ground.
Okay. And they've been planted exactly how long?
Only about 2 months.
Okay. Well, depending on what type of, and this is a drip system, a little drip emitter?
Yes.
But depending on what type of emitter and how many emitters you have on each one of those, let's just say you have a 1 gallon an hour emitter. In eight minutes, you know, you're only putting just a fraction, an eighth of a gallon, basically, or thereabout, a little more than that maybe. But it's just not very much water. Now, you're doing it every day, I understand, but the water is not getting very deep. But at the top of that layer of that soil might be staying constantly wet. It's hard to say with the exposure. What you want to do after they've been planted for a few days or maybe a week or so is start going longer with your watering and then start going less often. Now, I would probably go out there with a stick or something and see how deep that water is penetrating in the soil. Stick a stick in the ground next to the plant, pull it out, you know, and see where the moisture, or how wet, or if even if you can stick it in the ground very far. But you need to get the entire root zone of that plant wet. So if the plant was a 5-gallon plant, it had a 10 or 12 inch deep root ball, that it, that water needs to get down and get all of that wet. So again, as we had a call earlier with yellow foliage can be very normal. If it's just a leaf or two here and there turning yellow and falling off, yeah, that's just like you losing hair. You grow new hair, you lose old hair. You they grow new leaves, they lose a few old leaves. It could be that it needs fertilizer. If you're watering that much, you may be leaching out, you know, a lot of fertilizer. Or if the soil's staying constantly wet, that will cause yellow foliage as well. So I want you to water longer, measure your depth of watering, and then try and stretch out the length of time in between waterings.
Shade trees, our tip of the week, shade, shade, shade.
Yes, you know, it's the most cost-effective way to cut down your utility bills, just to get some shade on the hot west and south walls of your house and the windows. Anything that you can do to cut down the temperature will help you a bunch.
Outstanding. It's Rosie on the House in the Wings. We have Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage. We're going to be talking insulation the next 2 hours. If you have a question about for Rosie on the House, home improvement, especially as it relates to insulation, be a great time to get on the line now at 602-277-5827. Or you can try 1-888-767-4348.